This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today is Municipal Election Day. In Colorado Springs, voters are choosing a new mayor and four new city council members. They'll also decide whether to extend an existing sales tax for parks and open space. Turnout is usually under 40% for municipal elections. As of last night, more than 23% of ballots had been returned. Drop boxes and polls for Colorado Springs close at 7 p.m. And Denver residents are also headed to polls today. The crowded mayor's race is top of mind for a lot of people, even with city council seats and local ballot questions up in the air. Ron Houchins braved the snow to drop off his ballot outside an RTD station.
You can have good ideas, but are you going to make it happen? What are you going to do to make it happen?
The mayor's race will head to a runoff if none of the 16 candidates wins more than 50% of the vote. Drop boxes and polls for Denver also close at 7 p.m. CPR News will provide live updates and election results out of Denver and Colorado Springs municipal races tonight until 9 p.m. as part of an extended edition of All Things Considered and Colorado Matters. And of course, there's always updates at CPR.org. Now, Colorado weather is all over the spectrum today. While the northern Front Range is seeing snowy winter conditions, Pueblo and the southeastern plains are experiencing critical fire conditions. The area will see low humidity, warm temperatures, and strong gusts of wind. Residents are encouraged to avoid any activity that can produce a spark there. The red flag warning will expire tonight. Stay with us. More All Things Considered continues. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.